This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Mary Olson, O-L-S-O-N, date of birth 7/18/1961. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Olson with a renal transplant in 2007, a history of hereditary nephritis, currently stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. Her last visit was June 20th of 2023. She's generally seen in Michigan by this clinic in the summer, and then she is seen in Florida, where she resides for more than 6 months out of the year by nephrology in Florida. And when she was in Florida this year, she developed paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Now she's anticoagulated with Coumadin. And she's feeling well. She generally feels very tired and short of breath when her rate is not controlled. She has had difficulty with falling. Several times she fell in Florida without injuries, although she had a laceration that was recently repaired on her right upper arm just above the elbow. And she had a previous laceration in Florida on her left forearm. That one was unable to be sutured, but the one on the right upper arm was sutured successfully when they placed Steri-Strips on the skin and then sutured the Steri-Strips together without tearing the skin further, since her skin is extremely thin. And she does have purple discoloration of her forearms and upper arms from those falls. She has had a 19-pound weight gain over the last year also. She states that blood sugars are fairly well controlled, and her warfarin levels, though, are fluctuating quite a bit, and often the medication has to be adjusted. She did have recent lab studies last week for us, including her prograph level. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, currently no chest pain or palpitations. Dyspnea on exertion is stable, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear, and no edema of the lower extremities, no kidney transplant tenderness. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram daily. Prograph, it's 3 milligram in the morning and 2 milligram in the evening. The mycophenolic acid is 180 milligram, one twice a day. Prednisone, 5 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 100 milligram twice a day. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Flovent was changed to a different inhaler, a powder-based inhaler, but she's not sure of the name. Lantus, 10 units at bedtime. Novolog per sliding scale. And the Prolia shots every 6 months. And she does take Rocalcitral is 0.25 microgram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 215 pounds, pulse 96 in regular, and blood pressure 120 over 76. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart rate is currently regular, although rapid. Abdomen is obese, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 27th of 2024. Creatinine is improved, down from 1.7 to 1.44. Estimated GFR is up to 41. Albumin 4, calcium 9.8. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.2. Hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her Tacrol level is slightly low, though. It's 3.8. Usual range, it's best from about 5 to 10 at this stage of her renal transplant, so slightly low. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and we will continue to check monthly labs with the TACRO levels at 12-hour TACRO trough. Two, history of kidney transplant, slightly low TACRO level, so that 12-hour TACRO level is going to be repeated. Three, hypertension is well controlled. Four, type 2 diabetes, patient reports good control. Five, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient is following with a local cardiologist and has another follow-up appointment this month. And we will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months, and she will see her Florida nephrologist 6 months from now when she's residing in Florida for the winter. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.